Charles is with us, Claire Hales from Ngāti Whakaue, Tūwharetongapui and Tainui, and her research is in Indigenous people's rights in international and constitutional law. She's also a spokesperson for our Human Rights Commission. And a revealing poll is showing people see the treaty as a partnership. 70% of those calling Aotearoa home believe it's important for Māori and non-Māori to decide together on an equal footing how te tiri te o waitangi is honoured. And thank you for joining us from the States today, Claire. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Good to talk with you. Where, what part of the States are you in, sister?
So I'm in Los Angeles at the moment.
Taika Waititi got you in his next film.
Yeah. I wish. I don't think I've got any talent, though, unfortunately.
I don't know about that, Claire. I don't know about that. What, just before we get going, what are you doing in LA, or is it a sort of holiday-ish sort of trip?
Yeah, no, I'm doing some teaching at University of California in Los Angeles and presenting a paper and catching up with the American Indian Institute here, who does some, they do some pretty interesting work around Native American legal and constitutional history, economic sort of issues as well. So yeah, really interesting.
Tēnā koe. What's really interesting is we've got three parties. All of them have attitudes towards refining Māori input into the country. One wants to have a referendum on the principles of the treaty. We'll touch on that in a moment. Another says we're all New Zealanders, and that's what we signed up to when we signed the treaty, was to become one people. That's the old fox. And then you've got the new bloke who you know, wants to dismantle immediately Taka Whai Order. So there's some nervousness back home here, Claire, about the intent politically. We're here to talk about a poll, though, where people do value the treaty and don't want it messed with too much. Tell us about that poll and the reactions, please, Claire.
Yeah, sure, Dale. So the commission commissioned I guess a survey on people's feelings around Te Tiriti o Waitangi and understanding of Te Tiriti o Waitangi as part of our role in promoting and understanding, I guess, relationships in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and also in line with our legislative mandate to look at the human rights dimensions of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. So yeah, we're just really trying to understand our political context here in Aotearoa, how people were feeling about these issues and understanding in the light of the, I guess, well, partly in light of the political environment in which we're currently working.
The Human Rights Commission asked a prominent polling organisation to be involved in this. Is there anything that stands out for you here, or was that sort of what you're expecting, that people do value what the treaty is about and do value its role in modern day life and going forward?
Yeah, I think it confirmed our suspicion that people in Aotearoa, New Zealand, don't want politicians inflaming race relations. And that they do want, as you mentioned earlier, for Māori and non-Māori to decide together on an equal footing how Te Tiriti o Waitangi is to be honoured. There was a concern about political rhetoric, and there was, a clear signal that people were looking for through more careful consideration and listening on these issues. So I guess in that sense it confirmed our instinct.
Well, when we look at issues going forward, of course, under Jacinda's watch in particular, she was keen to get treaty issues and history discussed more within the school settings. Often the most important place we can have a focus or is on our young people. So are you at all anxious that with the change of government that might also have a change in attitude?
Amongst our young people, you mean, Dale?
Oh, just towards the teaching of treaty kaupapa within schools.
Yeah. Look, you know, education was a key theme coming out of this particular survey. And so 83% of those surveys thought knowing our history is really important. And we found that in most of these questions in the survey that our younger people were, I guess, more greatly aligned with Te Tiriti o Waitangi as a partnership between people. So education being really important for all of us, but I guess particularly our young people. And that's really interesting, that statistic of 83% thinking education and knowing our history is really important, when we had only 23% of those surveyed who said that they'd read the English version of Te Reo, of the Te Tiriti, English, sorry, translation of the Te Reo Māori, Te Tiriti o Waitangi version. So there's this real acceptance that we need education, particularly of our young people knowing our history, and yet there's a really a problem with people having not actually read all of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And then 32% having not read at all any other English or Te Reo Māori or any summary of it. So clearly, education is important.
Well, the fact that 70% want decisions around the treaty to be done on equal footing between Māori and non-Māori is encouraging.
Really?
And what does it tell us about race relations and the treaty? And curious too, of those polled, how many were Māori, and whether there was age built into it as well, what young people think as against old?
Yeah, so we did disaggregate the data to some extent. Look, I don't have that particular data right in front of me now, but yes, we did disaggregate amongst youth, Māori, non-Māori, and Pacifica, for example. So we did disaggregate. In terms of what that kind of means is of deciding together on equal footing how Te Tiriti o Waitangi is to be honoured. Look, 70% is a really high number, and it suggests that you don't want the meaning of Te Tiriti o Waitangi decided by majoritarian politics, but you actually want it decided by Māori and non-Māori working together. And by that I mean potentially as a referendum issue.
Well, there's a lot of people are expecting that to be quashed, this call for a referendum. But even so, it does surface as a constant kicking ball. You've got political parties wanting to disestablish the Waitangi Tribunal, less impact in our legislative system of judges using tikanga, for instance. Mm-hmm. And as we grow as a nation, it is frustrating that at times, from a Māori perspective, clear, it's one step forward and then a couple of steps back. But that's been the history for our people too across 200 years, isn't it? What about minimising reference to the treaty and instead talking about constitutional issues? Some say we have a constitution. Do you think we have?
Look, it's a difficult question, New Zealand's constitution, because unlike most countries in the world, we don't have a written constitution. But do we have a constitution? The argument always is that it's made up of particular pieces of legislation, as well as convention, as well as the Te Tiriti o Waitangi. The problem that I have with New Zealand's constitution, and this makes us an outlier, is that it doesn't provide any limitations on tyranny of the majority. So you can have egregious, potentially, human rights abuse by our legislature in Aotearoa New Zealand, whereas many constitutions in the world are exactly about limiting the power of governance entities, including the legislature. So that's the bit that I find most problematic for Indigenous peoples, but also for human rights of individuals, citizens of Aotearoa more broadly.
Tēnā koe, it's going to be an interesting period here when we look at how the treaty is interpreted by those who've just assumed the reins of power. How long are you in LA for, Claire? We might have to get you back with your placard marching up and down Queen Street.
So I'm here for another day, for another 10 days, but always like talking to you, Dale.
Tēnā koe, I like talking with you too. Thanks a lot, Claire. All the best. Yeah. Travel safe.
Okay, pleasure.
Tēnā koe.
Ka kite.
Kia ora.